Primal.
Totally primal. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Primal screams.
Probably what's been happening here the last few months.
That's a black kid, man.
Yeah.
Please speak on it so they don't think I'm just being a white racist.
I thought it was hilarious. Thank you very much.
Bro, no, you can't talk about it. White comedians.
Never speak on white comedians.
That's law, bro.
Y'all are done.
That's law. Kendrick Lamar is joining The View as their sixth host.
he looks like Whoopi's fucking daughter.
I was like, oh, we'll save it for the pod. I was like, Lamar's political views line perfectly with The View. He's like, Israel needs to defend itself. We need Kamala.
Could we get him on? Could we get him on The View? What would it take
to get Lamar on The View? On The View? We could just knock out Whoopi.
Shave Lamar's face.
Take the chair.
Shave the side of Lamar's hair and his face, and he might be on there.
Fuck.
That's law.
Dude. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Secret.
You know, studio perk stuff.
All right.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's got a dude. I don't know why. When did he become like the ruler of everybody?
He sucks, dude.
Kendrick Lamar. We have a black president. It's Jay-Z. Kendrick Lamar needs to stand down, dude.
No, Jay-Z started sacrificing.
No, dude, he'll sue you.
He will sue you.
He came at Piers Morgan's ass.
Fuck him and the Beehive, bro.
Huh?
Fuck him and the Beehive.
What?
I don't fuck with them. Once they opened up for the DNC, shout out Lamar, I was like, dude, these people are scumbags.
Lamar wanted a mama love.
Yeah.
Lamar cried with mama love.
Before I get out of here.
The tweet heard around the world.
Before I get out of here.
One of
the all-time lamest tweets.
It wasn't that bad, dude.
You had a tweet right before I get out of here, then you had another tweet after that, before I get out of here.
What
was the full tweet?
Huh?
Do you remember what the tweet was?
Before I get out of here.
Well, it was before I get out of here.
No. Was it about...
No, it was about China won because Trump won.
Where did you get such an idea from?
You know,
watches wrestling in The View. Dude, I didn't know wrestling fans were all liberal.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I thought for sure they'd be the boys.
I just think there's no in between.
Every time someone trashes me on Twitter, I click it and it's like, yeah, it's cartoon wrestling.
What?
Every time.
They're very binary. Or you're
a Nazi guy with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
I could see becoming like a staunch feminist being a wrestling fan. You'd be like, guys, for real, these women are strong as hell.
Yeah. China?
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah. All the jacked. Divas?
Like, women are jacked and have big, huge butts. They can do whatever.
I think
they
just do exactly what their parents do.
What do you mean?
The bros. It's like if you have liberal parents, you're just a drag queen, Down syndrome kid, or it's like
Holy shit, you're a fucking beast. Oh, you're talking about people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
That's those guys are making some choices.
You think so?
They have a lot of choices. They're stubborn as fuck. They make any choice and it's over. That's their choice.
Same here.
I'd love to see him form like a real political bloc.
It would be great.
To where like politicians would have to like start pandering.
We're gonna have wrestling again. It's a government mandate. There will be 10 new Shreks by the year 2035. Bottle of water on the ground.
It looks like you got evicted.
Yeah. But I haven't been here since. Came back in. House smells entirely like shit.
You think so?
It's getting better now.
I had a roommate that smelled just like this. Blunt guts and throw. Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
You saw blunt guts?
I just smell it.
The whole back room. He's been sitting back there smoking blunts, jacking off.
Come on, Leon.
Sounds kind of nice.
I wasn't jacking off in there.
True. You didn't catch one?
You only beat off in that room.
No way you got horny in there and walked across to your room to jack off. I know you stayed in there at least once. Dude.
At least once. I had to reclaim the room.
But every other time you did a boner shuffle straight to the pool house.
Had to do the bone shuffle.
Damn, so you caught one in there. That's the one thing I'm proud of. My laptop, I've never caught one off my laptop.
Really?
It makes you feel good, yeah.
Yeah, it's untainted.
It's clean, yeah. It's a clean machine. It's got no. I haven't smutted my laptop out. It's just a workhorse.
Sometimes it calls
and
for
then
me.
And then this little fucking bitch. That's
your roast toy.
Takes the brunt.
This poor thing.
That is our toy.
That's everyone's picture like, your kids.
Bro, that's the worst. So funny. That was
on True Life. I'm addicted to porn.
You think they'll stop you, but you're just like, yeah, I love them. Anyway, let me. One day they'll understand their father was a complicated man. Just right past him. Yeah, it's no stop.
Yeah, I'll decline mom phone call, jacking off. You go, decline.
Yeah, did you ever stop? Did you ever actually stop while doing it? Take the call, and the whole time you're like, please just let me
I'd
back.
Love to tell you I never did that. Yeah. Yes, I've taken some phone calls mid-beat and then gone right back. But you got to work it back up again.
I know.
It's actually kind of nice. You get a second beat.
Cooks would hit me with that all the time. He would call me at like 3:30. I'm like, I can't talk right now. So you're jerking off. Like, no, I'm not.
Who would hit you with that?
Cooks.
And were you?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. 3:30 is like
prime time
after work. Yeah. If you're working a 7 to 3 like a man.
Yeah.
If you're on a girl schedule, 9 to 5. Just kidding. Love you guys. I love all you guys.
Mayor, sorry, man. It was over the bathroom sign, and she like had somebody film her ripping them down and be like, this is not. So literally, they're all like teachers making TikToks. That's crazy. What Congress has become. Yeah. It's like, follow me on my day as a congresswoman. This is what I wear. And then I signed a bill.
I make no sense.
And then
sense
I had to have the mocha latte.
We are at war.
That's
it's dude, fun.
That's terrible.
We haven't addressed the homeless situation.
So she was like, watch this and just rip down the flag. Damn.
Yeah, their days are numbered, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's
chicks are about to start rising up against the trans.
No, that's also
it's going to be one of the great battles, like the Titans versus the gods.
If the women's rise, if the women's rise up against the trans, I'm signing with the trans.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
That would be very funny.
See a bunch of dudes rule beat the shit out of women.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of covert psychic warfare. You know, it's going to be a lot of relational.
I'm
just kind of walk in and being like, nice shoes.
Oh, imagine just barging into a chick's bathroom, especially a locker room.
But think about this, it probably doesn't work on them. They probably try to hit the tees with like what would hurt a woman.
Yeah,
like, your shoes look shitty.
Yeah,
it's just a guy going like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm sneaking into the bathroom.
I got these for $12 out of the Ross. Yeah. Comfortable as hell.
Wearing cell phone clips on their belts. What?
Shirt tucked into huge tits.
All right.
You think it was just a giant dump?
Pull up. Pull
you
up.
Do you think there was the moment when like she was the congresswoman was sitting there and it was just like a full like, oh, it's a giant dump. And that's it.
Yeah.
This is my one place of peace. Taking like a 6'3 dude airport dump.
Just a JFK.
I'd get political. I'd be like, all right, this is enough.
That is exposing them too because they hate shitting around dudes.
Oh, yeah.
That might be fucking the number one problem.
Yeah. Well, they want to say that's an intimate thing they want to say for their husband or boyfriend.
Well, man, how do you feel about all this bigotry? Because you know what? I'm starting to join the view here. I'm a little uncomfortable by what the McCusker brothers have done, and I have nothing to do with it.
Join the view.
I might pull up a chair.
That show has to go on forever. I hope it never stops.
It's getting
though.
Better.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Turn it on. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I only see the clips, and it's them.
They're spazzing
just
all
fighting
day.
All day.
One chick dresses like she's from like the Galactic Federation. It's fucking crazy.
I like Whoopi on there. Whoopi's the voice of reason on The View.
I saw your watery ass eyes, you fucking liberal.
Whoa, man, dude. That's some respect.
Come on, man.
Me and Billy were talking the other day.
We have a little respect.
Me and Billy have came to the agreement that if you're an atheist, you're a pervert. It's just by default. It's just masochism. You're just taking a belief system like, oh, yeah, I'm so fucking alone in this universe. it's a perverted stuff.
It's a cop-out.
It is a total cop-out. It's fake big boy.
I don't have a boss. Yes, you do, brother.
Yes, you do,
capital
bro.
Capital G-O-D.
Yep.
And he exists.
Yeah. Save Jesus that bullcrap for Blueski, dude. You go on Blueski over
there. You go on Blueski. You'd be like, God's not even real, and my fucking dad won't fucking talk to me.
I told my dad to take down his Trump sign. I got kicked out of Thanksgiving.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving, brother.
My parents were like, kind of like, they were like, they're asking me, did you put up a Trump sign? I was like, no, I didn't put one up on my lawn. They're like, kind of looked at me like, bitch. They're like, we had four. I'm like, all right, dude.
We had four.
I didn't want
to
do that.
I did get to watch a guy collect his signs.
Oh.
On the way to, I was on the way to tires and on my way to work, and I got to watch a guy in the morning, after the election, picking up his
winners or losers?
Kamala Harris signs.
Their Kamalas?
It was really fun to watch.
I'm going to put up a Kamala forever.
It was so funny to watch it.
Just the defeated, just picking a guy up picking up. Signs.
And he was one of those guys that had like 90 in his front yard.
Oh, yeah.
And he just had to go out there 8 a.m.
How many did you
trash
put up
day.
You put any up front?
Did you have, you probably had a couple outside.
This place was damned out. This is Blueski headquarters while you're gone.
That might be Blueski headquarters back there. Are you the king of Blueski?
They had a Colin Allred up there. Oh, my God. Also.
What happened?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Hold on. No. What did you say?
There's another guy running named Colin Allred. And I,
what was his deal?
I don't know.
Was he a local Dem?
He was just a local Dem, yeah.
What did you like about him other than just that he was a Dem?
I liked his name is Allred.
All right.
True.
That's good enough.
Did I tell you, I got to vote this year for the first time.
Nice. How'd it go?
It was kind of swell.
Oh, yeah. You told me.
It was kind of fun. Yeah. I went in there. It was, dude, everyone sits in a voting place very like, it's like you would think for real, they're like all like rescuing babies. Everyone has like a face. Like they look at each other and go,
you're doing your civic duty.
They're nodding at me. I said, hold on, brother. To be fair, on the, you know, there's like the main thing, the big election, big vote. And then you have like, do like a million tiny votes. And there I just started just throwing them to whoever.
Yeah,
I was going bing, bang, bing, 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 bang.
Bing, bang, bing.
Anyone in like the court, I'd be like, Democrat, just in case I fuck around. Get in trouble for something. Yeah. I want to get a little catch and release action.
We need a...
the big one, Goto.
We also need to acknowledge...
Can't say, I won't say. I won't say.
If we're going to sit here and crush the libs...
Donald Trump.
We have owned the libs for the first however many minutes of this podcast. We've been owning the libs.
We have.
It's time to focus on the right a little.
What are they up to?
There's a lot of pedophiles.
What?
They're all pedophiles.
Are they really?
Yeah, every single one.
Yeah.
Dude,
across the board.
Did you say this before? I'm trying to think if I heard this from you.
Gay pedophiles, literally. It's not funny.
Have you talked about this before? I was like, has anyone ever talked about how Michael Jackson became so successful he became a white pedophile?
He's not a pedophile. Relax.
He's not a pedophile?
He is not a pedophile.
This is the true conspiracy theorist.
What?
You call everyone that is not a pedophile a pedophile.
Yeah.
And the king of pop, dude.
Bro, he is not.
Do you think it was like Sandals Resort?
The fuck out. Shmooly had something to do with it. Candace Owens came out and said that.
What?
Yeah, he was not a pedophile. I don't think so.
Hold up.
There's all sorts of shit where like the one dude, the first dude that accused him, the kid, the mom and dad like liked him or whatever. But then their mom and stepdad liked MJ and that kid would chill there. And then the fucking dad was like, well, you're at whose house? Fuck that. And fucking sued him and got the money and shit. And then just kept having that boy was
hold on. The dad was like, you're at Michael Jackson's house. I'm suing him for.
Yeah.
Pedophile.
Yeah. The dude is a scumbag.
So you're a pedophile. I'm taking
dude,
pedophile.
I swear to God, I think he got set up, and then I think he got killed for his record shit. There's this whole thing where it's like...
apparently, he owned a bunch of stuff in vacation
properties. The mayor's locked in.
I've heard that.
Blue
I heard he owned stuff in... Yeah, what are they saying on the Blue Skies? They're saying... I heard he owned like a piece of Sandals. I've heard that before. They killed him for the...
Sandals? The resorts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
MJ owned the resorts?
I swear to God, I think he had like in one of those giant companies, he had a huge stake.
I thought he owned a little bit of the Beatles.
He did.
Yeah, and I thought that's what they
one did. Of the best bands of all time.
He owned the Beatles.
I get it.
Oh, not so
subversion. It's a subversion, bro.
Yeah. Historically speaking, LeMaire is right. Like if you go to like the Middle East, they do
Satanists.
The Dancing Boys. It's I'm not saying it's great. I'm glad we've all elevated
great,
up from that.
Great men were not pedophiles. Alexander the Great was not a pedophile.
He definitely fucked a boy.
Relax, bro.
You fucked. I think you actually might have named like a notable pedophile.
No.
He's Alexander the Greatest pedophile.
That's all smear, bro.
Yeah, they cut that all. Yeah,
it's all smear.
It could be a smear.
They hit that with every fucking great man. Oh, he's a fucking pedophile. MJ, pedophile. It's the halls of Memento, dude. Alexander the Great, MJ.
Yeah.
Guys like that.
Yeah, I think there was
LeBron
a part
James
of ancient
LeBron
warfare.
James has bitch. Not been named pedophile, ever.
I just love when he holds books. He just doesn't read.
I can't judge him on that.
I was getting into that.
I don't think who are we to judge, dude. Chapter one. Nailed it. I know that book. I'm with LeBron James.
LeBron. The Dems are we gotta own the Repubs, dude.
We gotta own the Repubs a little, dude.
I don't know what's going on with them. I know they're like
they got McMahon in there. You like Linda. That LeMaire?
Vince McMahon is in the
No, Linda.
Why don't you like that, Lemaire?
Linda stinks and she divorced Vince.
Dude, Vince was crazy.
Vince was blue-ski.
You guys are wrong, dude. Vince is the man.
Vince wasn't banging wrestlers?
Who wasn't? Who would?
Dudes, bro.
So what?
Wait, he was banging the divas?
Wait, he wasn't banging the dudes.
He was banging some divas. He banged the dudes. He had the dudes bang with him. Like, he'd have his top guys banging the hot.
That's just a party, bro.
Yeah. It's not a party, bro.
It's just a party.
He's up to some weird shit. Mafia.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, here's the thing. Imagine you have all these giant wrestlers. You're going to want to see it. Like, you're going to want to see how they work. Down China. Yeah, you're going to
put it in the fucking, yeah, break down the walls.
He just took his toys out of the toy box. He took his toys out of the toy box.
I showed Shane the Destiny chats that leaked, bro. They're so gay.
What happened?
He's talking about having a butt plug in and thinking about sucking dudes. That's literally a quote.
Who,
Destiny's talking this shit. Like, oh,
he also might have just been being really funny.
I just bought a butt plug. This is so intense.
Here's the thing. If he was joking, that might be the funniest thing in the world, dude.
Yeah. What if he was being funny?
If he was joking,
that's hilarious. If he was being funny,
if you're being funny, that's the funniest thing in the world. Say.
They go, oof, this is intense. That just sounds too real. Mad dude, chicks walk around with that shit in your ass, bro.
Butt plugs?
Yeah.
That'd be sick to like sit on a political debate and just be plugged up.
Yep. Yeah.
I disagree, actually.
Tokens.
I'm not going to judge a man for wearing a butt plug. It is intense, I bet. He's not a liar.
You can say a lot about him.
He's not a liar.
The truth on this.
Yeah, that's an absolute truth.
He's definitely telling the truth. It's funny
to wear one and act like it's like a medic, like an insulin detective. Like, hold on, my fucking butt plug.
Yeah, I'm going to check the app.
Give me a second. I need to board the plane first. My butt plug's going crazy right now. I need to do a medical pre-board.
I need an orange juice.
What percent of people do you think are walking around with butt plugs in? Day to day. You think it's 10%?
10%
is crazy.
10% is way too much. No way.
All day?
I think it's a solid
walking around with butt plugs?
Yeah.
Chicks 10%. Do it supposedly to prepare for anal sex later in the night.
That 10%.
And then you got gay dudes who that's there every day.
That's what I heard.
For anal sex later in the night.
If you wear it all day, it's intense. Yeah.
You think you would just like, you would, I'd be crazy.
Later in the night.
When you do deviant shit like that.
It'd be nice. Under the moon. Uncorking yourself and take a dump would be nice.
Your game.
Dude, popping the cork to dump, that would be nice.
Hold it in all day?
Yeah.
No.
You ever take a dump that almost comes out sideways and it hurts?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not no. sideways, but I've had a...
Or just like a fucking big fucker.
Wait, you've had like a breach?
Yeah, definitely.
It hurts.
Wait, in your mind, you think it's because it's coming out sideways?
Like, that's what it feels like. You know what I mean?
It's like a piece on Tetris, just...
Yeah.
I've had a long one.
You get a square.
Yeah.
I've gotten split one time.
Yeah, for sure.
It hurts, bro.
You get split open.
Yeah, you got split open.
You shower before bed. You wake up, you got a dry butt. You got a dry asshole prime for the crackling. And you drop a fucking square.
A Tetris cube.
You drop a cube. You go, where the fuck am I going to put this?
You drop it next to four straight logs and go, yes, Tetris. I just got, my shit's been out of control.
Happened me the other day.
Huh?
Happened me the other day.
For real?
Whoa.
Yeah. It was intense.
Yeah, it was intense.
You were destined. Oof. Oof.
You
went,
oof. You could have been more diligent and wore the plug. He's probably just getting ready for fat turds, dude.
Yeah.
He's probably getting ready for the fattest turds.
Supposedly he enjoys cock holding.
Hmm?
Cock holding?
What is that?
Cock holding? Cuckolding. My fucking girlfriend's dad forever just called it cockholding.
I thought you were real talking.
He thought it was a dude who just sits there and holds his cock. See, that guy's a cockhold.
Like, that's what I was imagining. I mean, I was like, is that a thing where you just like hold someone's dick for a while? Follow them around?
It's just his version of cuck.
I could see subbing out and just holding someone's dong for like, excuse me, putting a little leash on it. Dude, Tom was telling me there's a new movie out about Nicole Kidman is getting dommed.
Oh, yeah. Spade was telling me about that.
She's a power businesswoman, and like an intern comes in and is like, get on the floor. And just, it's like a new 50 Shades of Grey type. Just her getting dommed. That'd be nice to see. Take your babe and go see Nicole Kidman.
Kidman, I loved her.
Oh, I don't know if I should say it. All right.
Society.
All right, I'll say it. Whatever. This is a tough one. This is exposing.
It's bad.
No, I just... All right. So we're watching. I'm with my parents. We're watching Notre Dame football.
Pulls out a butt plug.
My dad's butt plug started by. No, it's worse.
No, it's worse.
So we're watching Notre Dame. I went back home to chill with the boy. My father's got to be sober watching football, and it's tough to watch, man.
Prayers
he's just white knuckling the fucking. Prayers up. He's white knuckling NFL Sunday. Just fuck.
Oh no!
Makes the celebrations hurt more.
Notre Dame's playing. And guy makes a play. His name's Christian Gray. He plays for Notre Dame. My mom goes, "Where do I know that name?"
Oh no!
What do you mean? She's like, "It's in a book." And I was like, "Is it like?" I don't know what book it is. She's like, "Oh, I know." And that was quiet. And I was like, "What? What are you talking? 50 Shades of Gray?"
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I know exactly. As soon as you
and
said,
and then
it.
My other sister's there, and she's like, "Yeah, mom read like fucking five of those."
They all
books.
Do.
And I was like. Ew. And then she goes, yeah. And then she gave him to Katie, which he was done. And I was like, dude, that's fucking disgusting.
That's like training porn mags.
Exactly. That's what I said. They all watch it. Fucking disgusting.
Most women are addicted to erotic literature.
Yeah, but you don't want to think about your mom fucking.
Damn, she has them on like top of the VCR, like at your dad.
Yeah, she's hiding them. You can find where the bookmark was. You go, oh, that's where she finished.
Oh, fuck.
And then tossing it to your other sister, being like, yo.
Get her fired up. Care.
Are they on Audible?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see that guy on Instagram who blasts?
This is Audible.
There's a guy who on Instagram who blasts 50 Shades and goes through drive-thrus. It's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. You see guys, like, and then he grabbed my ass, and you see a guy like handing fries. Like,
fuck.
I thought that was more of a bombshell.
That
is
hilarious, dude.
It hurt.
Did you know right away?
Ruined
the Irish.
Ruined the whole second half of the game.
Yeah.
I just sat there going...
You just held your father's hand. You're like, it's all right, father. Don't worry.
And my father, he's in poor health. He just had to sit there. I mean, that should have driven him to alcohol. A disgusting wife and daughter.
No, all women read that stuff. It's nonstop. That's like one of the only books that sells. It's erotic. It's like romance novels. And then they call them romance novels. And then erotic.
Are they the ones with like Fabio on the cover and shit?
Yeah, but they
you started hitting those.
Yeah, you did.
I'll jerk off to some erotica.
Yeah. Matt is not afraid to explore his feminine.
I'm not afraid.
You do have a feminine. What was it?
I do have a girl brain.
No, you kept calling like a... Fuck, there was a word for it.
Oh, my anima?
Yeah.
My anima is well developed. We all have an anima.
It's so funny to do gay shit and cope with it by being like, my anima is well filled.
That just means your anima is screaming in the depths. We all have an anima.
What is an anima?
It's the feminine in the masculine psyche. And my women all have an animus. And if your animus is possessed, my God, watch out. But yeah, my anima is totally liberated. And it's also, dude, I'm telling you, you can burn it cleaner.
There's a bro I like right now.
Who?
His anima is fully liberated.
What?
Jared McCain for the Sixers. He's the guy doing the fucking TikTok dances.
Oh yeah.
His anima is out. He does not care. He's feminine, dude. He's hitting. He's dropping 30 and doing TikToks. And everyone's mad, dude.
Painting his nails and shit.
Because I'm 3 days into college and I'm 2 lectures behind.
Can you show me this guy?
I love this dude so much.
It's so nice.
I DM him. He doesn't answer. I get drunk and DM him. You're the man. Oh fuck, he's been killing it. They've given him a chance and he's dominating.
That's awesome.
He's going to be rookie of the year.
He's awesome.
You think so?
Unless he gets hurt or something. If he keeps playing like he's playing, he's going to be rookie of the year.
But we can settle the Kendrick Drake, obviously Drake. Now we can settle Joel Joker. It's been settled.
I got no argument. Right? Especially in their prime, I think Joe was a more skilled basketball player, but he might be. He's not washed. I ain't gonna say he's washed. He had 35 last year.
I know. I was watching. Yeah, because he got called out, and then everyone was making fun of him, so he tried.
He's not washed. His knee is. He's got a bum knee.
I pray for him. I hope he's
bum knees suck. My knee's kind of bum right now. It's pissing me off.
Oh really?
Pissing me off.
How you skate with a bum knee?
Dude, huh?
Are you skating with a bum knee?
Oh, is that how you bummed your knee out?
No. My knee, I actually, sorry, we can talk about Joel. I don't make it all about myself. But
I've been skating.
I was just sleeping wrong. I had like this pillow between my knees, and I think that was really what was fucking it up. Or lifting. I like took 2 weeks
it's
off.
Probably lifting.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think it's a pillow.
But as soon as I switched that pillow out, it started to feel better.
How do people receive you at the skate park?
Huh?
How do people receive you at the skate
Pretty
park?
Pretty good. At first, I was a little tight, and I was like, dude, just going down those little ramps is hard as fuck. And then once I loosened up, so I talked to a couple of the bros.
You can't take a tumble. You're going to be Jay Leno.
Dude, I could.
You're going to fall on your side and be totally bruised.
Dude, I luckily was all right. I wasn't going that big. I was just trying to like get my feet under me. I didn't think I'd be that bad. I was terrible at first.
Yeah. So hard, dude.
It's so hard, but then I got it down. Now I'm way more comfortable. The 180.
Yeah, the videos were nice that you sent me. I was happy about that.
The pump track. Dude, I for real. I skateboarded.
You going today?
Huh?
You going today?
I'm gonna try. I'd like to.
Oh fuck!
But dude, skating's fucking sick, man. I did it for 2 hours the one afternoon. I think I burnt like 850 calories. It's crazy.
That's gotta be intense though. Getting there if people are there.
Yeah, I was scared. I was scared, and then
if you falling and the wind knocked out of you in front of like a family,
dude, the skaters are very supportive, dude.
They would pick you up.
They would pick you up. They'd be all right. And when I finally landed the 180, there was a guy who was like, "Sick." Because I tried for an hour and a half to land the 180.
That's what it's all about.
And then I popped. I don't know if you saw the pop shove
bag central.
What?
Oh, yeah.
FDR.
Yeah, that's.
I was like 8 years old. What about the Tampa Am? Checked me. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
What about the Tampa Am?
I don't know shit about Tampa Am. That's Beezer.
You don't know Tampa Am?
No.
Fucking idiot.
That's dude, Beezerville.
There is a. It's funny though, because there are like.
Heard Beezer rode a scooter at the Tampa Am.
Yo, dude, he's going to get you, bro. Smut on the Beez.
I'm fucking nasty. I already on the bladed
something crazy at the Tampa Am.
Beezer landed a reverse. I forget what he said. It's
rodeo
great.
Flip?
I forget what it was. It was awesome.
You ever hit a ripstick?
No, Connor hit him with the Kamala could land a reverse whatever on you at the Tampa Am. And he was like, I'd fucking kill that bitch. He was hammered talking about the Tampa Am.
It was funny to do an activity where there was like a child there too. It was like me. There's a guy's my age and there's like slightly younger. There was just one kid there who was like maybe 11.
My balls was hot.
Dude, this 11-year-old kept doing this thing where he would go up the ramp, and then he would just not even worry about skateboarding. He would try to launch himself as high as he could.
I used to do that shit when I was little.
Dude, it was the funniest fucking thing.
Did you start tapping your skateboard on the rail?
I didn't tap. I almost tapped one time. A guy did like a pretty nasty hard flip, and I was like, let me just chill. I'm not going to tap.
I can't talk skate. I don't know anything about it.
Really?
All I want to think about is Jared McCain's TikTok.